我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们一同到你面前来仰望你。
Lord, we come together to look upon you.
因为你乐意向人说话。
Because you're willing to speak to men.
我们也盼望能在这里听到你自己的话。
And we hope that we can listen to your own words here.
主啊，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, because you're a Lord who speaks.
你从前已经向人说话。
In the past, you have spoken to us.
现在我们也等候你再次把你的话显明。
And now we once more wait upon you to have you manifest your words once again.
叫我们在你话的光中看见我们的道路。
So we can see our path within the light of your words.
也让你自己的话照明我们一切的黑暗。
And that your words can enlighten all our darkness.
主啊，用着你自己全能的膀臂来显明你的作为。
Lord, use your almighty arms to manifest your works.
显明你自己的话是何等的确实。
To manifest how accurate your words are.
人间一切的转变都不能摇动你的话语的准确。
And all the changes in the world cannot shake your words.
我们向你低头敬拜。
But we bow down and worship you.
我们求主给我们如今有一个清楚的看见。
And Lord, we ask that you give us this clear understanding.
过去你怎样用你的话来带领你的百姓。
How you use your words in the past to guide your people.
如今你仍然是用着你自己的话来带领你自己的教会。
Today you continue to use your words to guide your church.
时间可以过去。
Time can pass.
环境可以更改。
And the environment can change.
但是你所要做成的却没有变动。
But what you wish to do would not change.
因此我们在你面前求你给我们有一个非常明亮的眼睛。
So Lord, we ask that you give us a very clear vision.
也有一个非常苏醒的心。
And that we have an alert heart.
还有一个十分会听见你说话的耳朵。
And the ears that can listen to your words.
让我们在你话语的光中又一次的给照明。
So that we can be enlightened once again in the light of your words.
主啊，晚上这段时间我们仰望在你手里。
So Lord, this evening we look upon you.
照你的心意做成你所要做的在我们的当中。
According to your heart that you can do whatever you want to do among us.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
带领我们用下边的时间。
Lead us with the time remaining.
叫你的心思在这里可以有一个出口。
So that your heart can have a channel to go through.
我们等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
May you listen to our prayers in the Lord's name we pray.
我们今天晚上开始来看撒迦利亚书。
This evening we'll begin to read the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书的那个历史的背景和撒该是一个样的。
The historical background of the book of Zechariah is the same as the book of Haggai.
完全是一个样的。
It's completely the same.
我们留意犹大人停止重建圣殿一段很长很长的时间。
We know that the people of Judah, they have stopped rebuilding the temple for a long time.
神是先用着哈该来苏醒他们。
God first used Haggai to awaken them.
哈该向他们说话的时候是当大利乌王第二年的六月。
When Haggai first spoke to them, it was during the second year of King Darius and in the sixth month.
那撒迦利亚呢就在哈该开始为神说话了以后两个月神又用他向以色列人说话。
And Zechariah was used by God 2 months after Haggai first spoke to the people of Judah.
我们特别留意到。
And we pay a special attention to it.
上一次我们看哈该说几次的话，一次是在六月。
Last time we looked at the several times that Haggai spoke, the first time was in the sixth month.
第二次、第三次，第二次是在七月。
And the second time was the seventh month.
第三次呢是在九月。
And the third time was in the ninth month.
那么神用着哈该在那里说了这三次的话。
And God used Haggai to speak three times.
就把犹大人心思里头的那些沉闷、受捆绑、受压制，让他们得着释放。
And God released them from their darknesses and the pressure within.
并且在哈该所传的信息的里面，也轻轻的把神的百姓带到那个永远的指望和荣耀里。
And within the message that Haggai delivered, he touched upon the eternal will and eternal glory.
但是我们看哈该书的时候，
But when we read the book of Haggai,
我们总是觉得犹大人心思里面有一些个东西不透亮，就是不透亮。
And we feel that there's something not clear within the hearts of the people of Judah.
神虽然是说了话，
Even though God has spoken,
他们也好像是领会神的话，
And it's as if they have understood God's word.
但是实际上面来说呢，
But in reality,
他们在神面前那个准确的反应还是迟慢，
That the reaction before the Lord was still delayed.
所以我们从哈该书里头我们看到一件事情。
So in the book of Haggai, we saw this thing.
从他们开始重建圣殿六月的那个时刻。
From the time they start to rebuild the temple in the sixth month.
一直到九月。三个月的时间里。
Until the ninth month, within these 3 months.
他们实际的那个光景没有转变的很正常。
There was not a true turning around in the condition.
我说的那一个那个环的光景，乃是指着他们生活的那个环境。
And the condition that I was talking about is about the living, the daily living.
所以在九月的那一次的过后的一次的信息呢，神就在哈该非常清楚的指出，你们回转是回转了，但是却没有。享用到神的祝福，原因在哪里？
So in the last message in the ninth month when Haggai spoke, God has told them that you have turned back, but you haven't enjoyed the blessings. And what is the reason?
你们外面是跟上来了，
because you followed on outwardly.
但是里面确实仍然有很多的保留，
but inwardly you have a lot of reservations.
所以你们没有办法转变你那个环境。
So you could not turn your conditions around.
所以神就让他们很清楚的注意，从今天开始。
And God let them see clearly from today on.
就是九月二十四号开始。
Which is the 24th day of the ninth month.
你们的心真的是转回过来。
That your heart would truly be turned around.
那么神的祝福就很明显的要临到。
And the blessings of God will very obviously come upon them.
当我们回到以斯拉记去看的时候，
When we go back to the book of Ezra,
我们就看到在大利乌王第二年的时候，神先后兴起两个先知来向他们说话了。
During the second year of King Darius, God had raised up two prophets to speak to them.
先是哈该，
First is Haggai.
然后接上去就是撒加利亚，
And then is Zechariah.
他们当中头一次说话的这时间距离是两个月。
And there's 2 months apart between the time they spoke.
但是我们看好像哈该在他们复工以后头一年替神说过话了以后，好像哈该就沉静下来了。
And we see that it's as if Haggai, after the first time he spoke, after the rebuilding of the temple, that he appeared to be silent.
因为哈该说从九月二十四日以后，好像就没有什么话，神是借着他留下来的。
Because after the ninth month on the 24th day, after he spoke that time, it's as if God didn't use him to speak anymore.
但是撒加利亚说呢？
But from the book of Zechariah,
从大利乌王第二年八月，就是哈该说话以后第二个月以后，他开始说话。
And Zechariah began to speak in the eighth month of the second year, which is 2 months after Haggai spoke.
他说话的时间就比较长。
And the period of time he spoke was longer.
一直说到圣殿建造好。
It was until the temple was built.
大概有四年的光景。
It's about 4 years of time.
所以哈该书的信息是在头一年。
So the message of the book of Haggai is the first year.
重建的头一年。
The first year of the rebuilding.
撒加利亚书的信息是在重建圣殿的 以后呢四年。
And the message in the book of Zechariah is from the second year of the rebuilding.
我们从圣经上面的一些资料来看到呢，在这个时候神所用的这两个先知。
From the information provided in the scriptures, that at this time, the two prophets used by God at this time.
Haggai, 大概是一个年老的人。
And Haggai was probably an elderly.
Zechariah 却是一个年轻人。
But Zechariah is a young man.
因为你看到撒加利亚书一开始说到他是谁呢？他是伊多的孙子，比利加的儿子。
Because in the beginning of the book of Zechariah, it says that Zechariah is the son of Berechiah and the son of Edo.
我们从这个他们从巴比伦回来的那个名单上面，我们就看到这个伊多比利加。
We can see from the list of the people captured returning from Babylon that this person is Berechiah. And he, Zechariah is the son of Berechiah.
所以在那一个时间来说，他应该属于年轻的一辈。
So at that time, he should be a young man.
不过问题不在这里。
But this is not the issue.
问题是撒加利亚在那四年的里边，他神用着他所说的话。
But what's important is within that 4 years, the words that God delivered through Zechariah.
跟哈该书来做一个比较的话。
Compared to the words in the book of Haggai.
你看到哈该书是非常清楚的把神要做的显明出来。
In the book of Haggai clearly tells us what God wanted to do.
神现在要建殿。
That now God wanted to build the temple.
将来的殿。就这个荣耀要比这个大。
The future temple, the glory is greater than the one now.
并且那一个殿显出来的时候
，and also when the temple is manifested,
万国都要归向这一个殿。
All the nations will come to this temple.
那这是哈该书的信息的中心。
This is the theme of the message of the book of Haggai.
如果这一个殿建造起来，让神再次有在地上的居所。
If this temple is built up and God has a dwelling place on earth,
神的祝福也就在这个地来显出来。
Then God's blessing will be manifested on earth.
那哈该的信息就是那么一些。
And this is the message of Book of Haggai.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
And brothers, just take note.
犹大的百姓。
The people of Judah.
他们的心思是非常非常的复杂的。
And their hearts are very complicated.
你从哈该书里面就已经看到。
And you can see this from the book of Haggai.
起初他们困扰的那个心思的问题就是。
In the beginning, they were puzzled.
环境没有改变。
Because the environment has not changed.
从前是王不给我们建的。
Before it was created by the king.
现在王并没有给我们看见有什么的更动。
And now the king has not let us see any change.
所以。我们还是不要冒王的险。
So we shouldn't take the risk.
那这是一个心思。
And this is one of the thinking.
既然我们不冒王的险。
So if we don't want to take a risk.
那我们先来为自己的那个物质的生活打好基础。
Then now we should lay the foundation for our own material life.
那么以后在合宜的时间，我们再来建殿。
And later on, when there's a good time, then we'll build the temple.
那等到后来，神跟他们说话了。
And later on, when the Lord said to them,
不是等到任何一个很明显的时间。
That you should not wait for any time.
现在就是那个时间。
Now is the time.
所以他们就一下子。也就热心起来，就去建了。
So right away they had the zeal and they began to build.
但究竟因为里面的那个黑暗没有除掉。
But because the darkness within is not rid of.
所以另外一种心思又来了。
So there's another mindset.
哎呀，我们现在冒险建一个那样简陋的殿。
Now we're taking the risk to build such an ugly temple.
好像对不起神吧。
It's like we are not. It's not good enough for God.
其实他们心里面也是不甘心情愿。
But actually, they're not willing.
因为他们觉得，我们如果要为神造一个殿，那一定要把那个殿造得非常非常的华丽。
Because in their hearts, they thought that if we were to build a temple for God, it should be a very beautiful temple.
现在做不出来的话，那就简直是丢脸。
Now we are losing faith because we cannot do it.
固然是丢神的脸。
It's losing God's faith.
同时也是丢我们自己的脸。
At the same time, we ashamed ourselves.
所以他们的心是非常的复杂。
So their hearts are very complicated.
那么哈该就是对付他们这两个。很主要的那个心思。
So Haggai, he was dealing with these two mindsets.
但是神怎么在这一个工程进行的时候，神来显明他的应许是实在的呢？
And how did God manifest that his promise is real during this process of rebuilding?
在哈该书里边你找不到有这样的资料。
And you could not find this information in the book of Haggai.
只是给我们看见一个好像一个大前提。
It only lets us see a premise.
只是给我们看见一个准确的方向。
It's just an accurate direction.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神当时兴起的先知就是他们两位。
That God raised up these two prophets.
他们两位的信息正好是一个非常合宜的配搭。
And these two prophets, their messages go well with one another.
啊，哈该所交通的是非常原则性的。
And what Haggai shared on is very principle.
但是撒加利亚书就说到非常具体。
But what Zechariah shared on is very practical.
好像就是把神这一个殿建造的环境。
So it as if it lets us see the environment of rebuilding the temple.
和这一个殿将来怎么会给带进那个荣耀？
And the temple in the future, how it will be brought into glory.
都有很细的那一些的交通。
That has a very detailed fellowship.
很明确的那个宣告。
And a very clear proclamation.
那我们稍微再这样去领会一下。
If we just slightly understand it.
如果说到现在这个殿
We talk about the temple now.
虽然看起来不华美
Even though it looks like it's not majestic.
但是神在当中
But God is in within.
那就是已经是非常不得了的事
And it's already a great matter.
但是等到有一天呢
But until one day.
不但是神在这里
Not only is God dwelling there.
并且神的荣耀和丰富也显明在这里
But God's glory and abundance always manifested.
现在好像在物质的环境上也那个条件上面来说，那荣耀华美谈不上。
Even though materially or physically it's not majestic, it's not beautiful.
但是等到有一天。
But until one day.
神不但是在这里。
Not only is God there.
神所有的荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力都在这个地方显出来。
All His glory, abundance, and His mighty power is all there.
但是怎么显出来呢？
But how are they manifested?
在哈该书里边你看不到。
And you cannot find it in the book of Haggai.
但是在撒加利亚书里边你就很清楚地看到。
But in the book of Zechariah, you can clearly see it.
虽然它并不是在某一件事情上面就说得很清楚。
Even though it's not explained very clearly in one particular thing.
但是在撒加利亚书里边说了好多好多的事情。
But in the book of Zechariah, it mentioned many, many things.
你把他所说的事情一集拢起来。
And if you put all those things together.
你就看到整个的那个神的荣耀显出的过程是怎么一回事。
And you can see the process of God's glory being manifested.
这和旧约人所盼望的弥赛亚的显明有直接的关系。
And it has a direct relationship of the people in the Old Testament, how they
look forward to the Messiah. 如果用新约的话来说啊。
And we use the words of the New Testament.
那就神儿子的所事和所做在撒加利亚书的里头也是非常明显的来显明出来。
Which is to say about the Son of God, who he is and what he does.Is very clearly manifested in the book of Zechariah.
以后我们慢看上去，我们就看到。
And later on, we'll see it.
你看到弥赛亚是怎么来
？You can see how the Messiah comes.
你也看到弥赛亚怎么给弃绝
？And you can see how the Messiah was forsaken.
你也看到弥赛亚怎么第二次回来
？And you can also see the second coming of the Messiah.
你也看到以色列人怎么悔改
？And you can see how the Israelites repent.
你也看到神如何把列国制服在 幕后的日子。
And you can see how God in the later days, how he subdued all the nations.
那在旧约的圣经的里头。
And in the Old Testament.
再没有一卷书比撒加利亚说到将来主建立国度的那个过程有那么明显的交通出来宣告出来。
There are no other books that talks about the building of the kingdom in the future more clearly than the book of Zechariah.
以赛亚书说了不少。
In the book of Isaiah, it talks about it a lot. But it was kind of hidden.
但是到了撒加利亚书的时候。
But when we come to the book of Zechariah,
说到弥赛亚的事情就说得非常的明亮。
The matters regarding Messiah is very clear.
啊，当神用着撒加利亚这样来传递这个信息。
When God used Zechariah to deliver the message,
要叫犹大的百姓，他们很清楚的知道，他们就像建造这个殿，究竟是在做一件什么事。
So that the people of Judah know exactly what they're doing when they're rebuilding the temple.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
但是你整个撒加利亚书来看过了以后呢
？But after you read the whole book of Zechariah,
你又很清楚地看到
，and you can see very clearly,
撒加利亚书的主题不是说到将来主怎么来显明国度。
The theme of the book of Zechariah is not about how the Lord returned, how He manifests.
当然那个是那个事实所宣告出来的重点。
This is the main point of what's being proclaimed.
但是那个目的却不是在这里。
But the purpose is not there.
那目的在什么地方呢？
And where's the purpose?
目的是告诉犹大的百姓。
The purpose is to tell the people of Judah.
你们必须学会跟随神的话语来行走。
You need to learn how to follow God's word.
你们可听见神怎么说话。
If you hear how God speaks,
你们就怎么跟随上去?
Then you should follow accordingly.
你们看见神的话是怎么的成就?
If you see how the words of God is accomplished,
你们就要看见那些神宣告了但是还没有成就的话他也一定要成就。
And you see that the words that are proclaimed but are not accomplished, they will be accomplished.
那所以撒加利亚的那个信息在当时来说就起了一个非常大的作用。
So the message in the book of Zechariah has a great effect.
让神的百姓是留意神所说的，过于眼睛所看见的。
So that the people of the Lord would emphasize more on the words spoken by the Lord than what they can see.
我个人是觉得撒加利亚书的宝贝就宝贝在这里。
I feel that this is the precious point of the book of Zechariah.
因为这个你看重神所说的过于我们眼睛所看见的，不单是撒加利亚当时的那个需要学习的功课。
Because this is a lesson not only for the people at the time of Zechariah that they should pay more attention to God's words rather than what they can see.
而一直到现在。要跟随主的人他还是要学这个功课。
Until today, those who follow the Lord would need to learn the same lesson.
你不能给眼见的事物来影响我们跟随的心智。
You cannot let what can be seen affect the heart that you want to follow the Lord.
这个是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
And this is a very, very solemn matter.
那我们对撒加利亚书稍微这样介绍一下了。
So after this brief introduction of the book of Zechariah,
我们就开始来看本文了。
Then we'll begin to look at the context.
那我们今天晚上只是看开头的一个小段。
And this evening we'll only look at the very beginning.
因为开头这个小段呢，就可以说带出整个撒加利亚书的那个神所要在他的百姓中间所得着的那个结果。
Because the very beginning, the very short passages in the beginning brings forth what God wants to gain among his people.
我们先看看头段六节。
We'll first see the first six verses.
大利乌王第二年八月，耶和华的话临到以多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒加利亚说，耶和华曾向你们列祖大大发怒，所以你要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。 这是万军之耶和华说的，不要效法你们列祖从前的先知，呼叫他们说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要回头离开你们的恶道恶行，他们却不听，也不顺从我。这是耶和华说的。你们的列祖在哪里呢？那些先知能永远存活吗？只是我的言语和律例，就是所吩咐我仆人众先知的，岂不临到你们列祖吗？他们就回头说，万军之耶和华定义按我们的行动作为，向我们怎样行，他已照样行了。
We read from verse 1 to verse 6.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一段的话，
Sister, when you look at this passage,
完全是把过去的神的百姓的历史浓缩的总结在这里。
It summarized and gave a conclusion of the history of the God's people.
过去一千几百年。
In the past, for the thousands of years.
那以色列民在神的面前是怎样的光景？
The condition of the Israelites before God.
神在这里没有做具体的提说。
The God did not say it very concretely here.
但是光是提一下。
But when he even mentioned it lightly.
当时的犹大人，他们心里头就明白了。
The people of Judah at that time, they would understand.
因为我们一定不会忘记他们的经历。
Because we will not forget the experiences.
他们这些人都是从巴比伦被掳之地回来的。
These people, they returned from Babylon.
他在他们身上有亲身的经历，经历到神怎么照着神向他列祖说的话行。
That they have this personal experience, how God has worked according to what he told their forefathers.
所以神借着撒加利亚只是那么轻轻一提，他们里头都给照明了。
So through Zechariah, God just touched upon it lightly that they were already enlightened.
我们怎么会在巴比伦过了七十多年？
That why would we spend over 70 years in Babylon?
我们怎么又能从巴比伦回来？
And how could we return from Babylon?
我们在巴比伦的那个日子是怎么样的日子呢？
And the days that we spend in Babylon, what kind of days are
they? 那这些对他们来说都是真实的不得了的。
And these are all real for them.
他们所经历的事情是叫他们喜乐，或是叫他们悲哀，他们完全有数。
That the experiences they had, whether it's sad or happy, they knew.
撒加利亚就是这么向他们提一下。
So Zechariah just touched upon it lightly.
耶和华曾向你们列祖大大发怒。
That the Lord was very angry with your forefathers.
这个话是谁说的？
And who said this?
神自己说的。
It's God himself.
神告诉撒加利亚。
That God told Zechariah.
让撒加利亚告诉犹大人。
And let Zechariah tell the Israelites. Tell the people of Judah.
Israel.是告诉以色列。
It's to tell the Israelites.
这里我们有话要说了。
And now we have some words to share.
因为在当时来说。
Because at that time.
那些人都是犹大人。
Those people are people of Judah.
神如果要向他们说话。
If God wanted to talk to them.
就明明的对他们说你们犹大人。
Then he could say to them clearly, you people of Judah.
但是神没有这样把他们压缩在犹大这一个小范围。
But God didn't put them in the small boundary of the Judah.
当他们一说到，当他向他的百姓一说到神所要做的事的时候
，When he told his people what he wanted to do，
神所显明出来的是
，What God manifested was，
他工作的对象不是只有犹大。而是整个的以色列。
The objects of his work is not just the people of Judah, but it's the whole Israel.
那个时候的以色列在哪里呢？
And where was Israel at that time? You could not see it.
能看得见的都是犹大。
What you could see is Judah.
虽然在犹大里面可以是包括便雅悯。
Even though within Judah you can include Benjamin.
部分的利未人。
And part of the Levites.
非常少数的其他的支派的人 几乎都算不上数的。
And very few of the people of other tribes.
大部分的以色列人不知道哪去。
And most of the Israelites, you don't know where they went.
但是在神的心思里面。
But within God's heart.
当神一发表他的作为的时候。
When he manifested his works.
尽管人的眼睛没有看见以色列。
Even though in man's eyes, they cannot see Israel.
但是在神的心里还是有以色列。
But in God's heart, there's still Israel.
神是对着以色列来说话。
And God was speaking to Israel.
虽然听话的只不过是犹大。
Even though those who listened was just Judah.
但是神整个的心思却是停留在以色列。
But God's entire heart stays where Israel is.
如果当时的犹大人他们会听这个话。
If the people of Judah at that time could understand this,
他们就已经体会到神要跟他们说什么话。
Then they would have understood what God wanted to say to them.
那当神这样给他们说话的时候，
And when God spoke to them,
很自然的让我们想起以赛亚书四十章里一开头神借着以赛亚所宣告的事情。
And very naturally, it causes to relate to what God spoke to the people in the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹记得，以赛亚先知还活的时候，距离犹大被掳的日子还长了。
And when the prophet Isaiah was living, it was a long time this long distance, a long time period between his time and the time of the Israel being exiled.
但是神在那个时候已经预先说出以色列也好犹大也好他们都要落在神一个非常严肃的管教的底下。
But at that time, God has already prophesied that both Israel and Judah, they would be under God's severe discipline.
在以赛亚的日子，犹大以色列已经给灭亡了。
In the days of Isaiah, Judah was destroyed.
犹大还存留。
The Judah still exists.
但是神已经以赛亚的时候已经预告，有一天你们也要给分散。
But in the days of Isaiah, God already prophesied that you will one day be scattered.
但是呢，分散完了以后，神的管教完毕了以后呢
？But after you're scattered, after the discipline is over.
那神向着他的百姓的心思，没有因为神管教过他们，也就是他们背弃过神到一个很厉害的地步，所以神也就不再理睬他们。
But the God's heart was not that it would stop after he disciplined them because of them turning against him.
没有，神不是这样的神。
That God was not a God like that.
所以以赛亚四十章第一节一开始就是这样说。
So in the beginning of chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah it says,
你们的神说，
says your God,
你们要安慰我的百姓。
You need to comfort my people.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个话是神亲自向他的百姓说的。
These words were spoken by God personally to his people.
为什么要安慰他们呢？
Why would he need to comfort his people?
啊，一个安慰还不够。
It's not enough to say comfort one time.
还要加重语气在那个语气在那里说安慰。
But it has to say it twice, comfort.
神自己在那里解说。
That God was there to explain.
因为你们的罪孽已经对付完了。
Because your heart service has been completed.
你们所受的刑罚也已经完毕了。
And then your punishment is over.
那这些已经是结束了，所以你们重新就在神的面前蒙纪念了。
All this has ended, so you're once again remembered by God.
虽然你们曾经给弃绝过，
even though you were forsaken once.
现在神把你们再次收纳过来。
So now God receives you once more.
但是这个收纳跟你们没有给弃绝以前完全是一样。
But this receiving by God is exactly the same before you were forsaken.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神的心思。
This is the heart of God.
你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
That you need to comfort my people.
那现在撒加利亚就来安慰安慰神的百姓。
So now Zechariah is there to comfort God's people.
那虽然这个安慰安慰神的百姓，当时一个很迫切的那个目的乃是。赶快起来把神的殿建造好。
Even though this comfort my people, the purpose is to raise up the people to build the temple.
但是借着重新建造圣殿这一件事。
But through this rebuilding of the temple.
神就好像在那里对犹大的百姓说，我要重新住在你们中间。
It's as if God was saying to the people of Judah that he is there to dwell among them again.
我要再次显明，我没有离开你们。
That I would once again manifest that I have not left you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看第一章里边，神就已经这样说过了。
If you read chapter 1 that God has spoken already.
我们先跳到16节去留意一下。
Let's skip to verse 16.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍是怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准神必拿在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Therefore this is what the Lord says, I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty.
那主说现在我回来了。
And the Lord said that I have returned.
现在回来就说出以前我离开过你们。
The fact that he said I have returned meaning that he has left.
以前我不在你们中间。
I was not among you.
那为什么我不在你们中间？
And why was I not among you?
你们自己知道。
You know yourself.
你们把我逼走的。
That you have chased me away.
不是我愿意走的。
It's not that I was willing to leave.
是你们把我逼走的。
But you forced me to go.
你们既然把我逼走。
Because you forced me to go,
那我就只好走了。
Then I could only
go. 那现在你们都回转了。
Now you have repented.
你们让我回来的那个条件又存在了。
And that's a condition for me to return.
所以我就回来了。
So I returned.
我不就是回来。
Not only did I return.
我回来就像从前一样的给你们施怜悯。
Once I return, I will give you mercy.
我要重新在这里再显明我与你们的关系。
And once again, I'll manifest my relationship with you.
显明我在你们中间所要做的工。
And to manifest the work I want to do among you.
我们感谢我们的主。
But just we thank our Lord.
那现在神让撒加利亚对犹大的百姓这样的开始说话。
So now through Zechariah, God started to speak to his people.
说什么话呢？
And what kind of words did he speak?
你们的列祖从前大大的惹我发怒。
That I was very angry with your forefathers.
但是现在呢？
But now,
我要把事情说清楚。
I will explain this very clearly to you.
他们所以也大大的惹我发怒。
The reason that I was very angry with them
乃是因为他们转向不归向我。
It's because they turned away from me.
那现在呢？
And now
你们就要转回归向我。
You should repent and return to me.
你们转向我。
When you return
我就转向你们。
And I will return to you.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sister.
这是很严重的很严肃的一个话。
And these words are very solemn.
也可以说是整个哈该书跟撒加利亚书的那个信息的基础。
And we can say this is the foundation of the message of Book of Haggai and Book of Zechariah.
整个属灵的问题。
The whole spiritual problem.
整个见证的问题。
And the matter of testimony.
整个这个属灵的历史的发展的问题。
And the development of the spiritual history.
不在乎外面的情形是如何。
It doesn't matter what happens outwardly.
主要紧的是人里面的光景是如何。
What's important is what's the condition within man.
你们的祖先从前离弃我。
Your forefathers, they forsaken me before. 也动
我的怒气。
And then enraged me.
所以我就把他们分散了。
So I scattered them.
那现在呢？
And now,
我回到你们当中来。
I return to you.
你们也接受我回来了。
And you have received my coming.
但是不是只能有外面的接受。
But you cannot just receive me outwardly.
必须很重要的是你里面要接受。
Very importantly, you need to receive me.
如果你里面没有接受的话，
if you don't receive me inwardly,
那个外面的接受并不解决问题。
The outward acceptance is not the matter.
因为你们里面没有我的地位。
Because there's no position for me.
那我也没有办法在你们当中做 显出我的作为。
And then I cannot manifest my works among you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的一件事情。
Brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
这个事情不单是在旧约的时候是那样。
Not only is it like this in the Old Testament.
在现在新约的时候也是一样。
In the New Testament time, it's the same.
我们常常读那个《使徒行传》。
We often read the book of Acts.
我们读一些教会的历史。
And we read the history of the church.
我们看见神在那些日子里面很厉害的显明他的作为。
And we can see that during those days, God has manifested his work very
clearly. 我们常常就问一个问题。
And then a lot of times we will have
to question. 神为什么现在不像那样的做工在我们当中呢？
Why is it God not working the same way among us nowadays?
虽然神没有把我们丢弃。
Even though God has not forsaken us.
但是神好像没有像那些日子里头那样明显的显出他自己的工作来。
But God has not manifested his work as clearly as he did before.
人在面前归上神的那种光景好像并不明显。
And it's not very clear about men returning to God.
人在神的面前真实的悔改归上神的那种光景也好像并不那样明显。
And it's also not very clear as that man is truly has the true repentance before God.
我们里面常常有一个疑惑。
And then we have this question.
是不是神在现在他不想做工像从前那样做的？
Is it because God does not want to work the same way he did before?
还是神根本在这个时间里头他就不要做呢？
Or is it that God does not want to work at all at this time?
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神，他所要做成的，一天没有做成。
Francis, is our God, what he wanted to do, as long as it's not completed,
他都不会停止他所要做的。
That he would not stop working.
我们读路加福音的时候。
When we read the God,
对不起，读路德记的时候。
When we read the book of Ruth.
那我们记得Naomi 跟路德说了一句话。
They remember Naomi spoke to Ruth.
虽然那一句话在当时来说只是拿俄米对波斯的一点的认识的反应。
Even though that's only a reflection of how Naomi know about Boaz.
但是圣灵却是把那个话这样的记下来。
But the Holy Spirit recorded these words.
也是在有意思叫我们去体会。
And that's the meaning behind it for us to understand.
尤其是我们若是看波阿斯是我们的主的预表的话。
Especially when we look at Boaz as a type of our Christ.
那拿俄米说了一句什么话呢？
And what did Naomi say?
那人今天若不做成这个事，他一定不会休息。
That the man would not rest if he has not finished this matter.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话。
And brothers, this is these words.
不就是上个礼拜我们所提到哥罗西书一章里面所说吗？
Isn't it the same as what we mentioned last week in the book of Colossians, chapter
1? 那动了善功的必成全这功。
The one who starts a good work will finish it.
这个就是新约里面的事实。
And this is the reality of the New Testament.
很清楚的给我们看见神开始了工作神就不会停止。
It clearly lets us see that once God started his work, he would not stop.
但有些时候我们好像看见神停止了。
But sometimes we see that it's as if God has stopped.
有些时候我好像看见神的工作并不如从前那样明显了。
And sometimes we feel that God's work is not as obvious as before.
是神改变了吗？
Is it because God has changed?
没有。
It's not.
不是神改变。
It's not that God has changed.
神没有改变。
God has not changed.
是人这一方面的光景有所改变。
It's the condition of man has changed.
那所以现在神借着撒加利亚对犹大的百姓说。
So God through Zacharias spoke to the people of Judah.
你们要转向我。
You need to return to me.
我就转向你们。
And I will return to you.
那这个话很有意思。
And this is very meaningful.
有意思在什么地方？
And why is it meaningful?
我们就要问。
And we should ask.
那当神说这个话的时候，
When God spoke,
神有没有在犹大人的当中？
Was God among the people of Judah?
用新约的话来说，
Using the words of the New Testament,
神的同在在那个时候是不是也在犹大？
Was God's presence among Judah? And if we say that the temple was not built yet and the dwelling place was not there, how could God's presence be there? And this is limited by the laws. When we read the verse
16,
God said that I have returned to Jerusalem.
神同在,
would you say the presence of God is there?
在,
it's there.
有圣殿, 没有圣殿,
whether the temple was there or not, it doesn't affect the presence of God. The temple is merely a symbol saying that God is among us.
正如从前没有会幕的时候,
As of before, even the tabernacle was there, was God with the Israelites?
很明显的, 我们看见了,
very clearly, we could see. God was with them.
那意思弟兄姊妹, 你现在就注意这个话了。
So, brothers and sisters, take note of these words.
你们转向我,
return to me.
我就转向你们,
and I will return to you.
不, 神的同在已经在这里,
God's presence was there already.
但是神的同在并不保证 神一定在那里显明他要做的,
but God's presence does not guarantee what God wanted to do.
啊, 这个话我们要很清楚地听,
then we need to pay attention to these words.
神的同在是神对我们的怜悯和体恤,
God's presence is God's mercy and His caring toward us.
但神与我们同在, 并不等于神可以很自由地在我们中间做工,
but God's presence does not equal to God's freedom to work among us.
如果我们不给神做工的机会或者不给神做工的条件,
if we don't have the conditions for God to work,
神就不做工了,
then God will not work.
但是这个神停下来不做工不等于神的同在消失,
but God stopped working doesn't mean that the presence of God has left.
神只是在那里等待,
God is there to wait.
等待神做工的条件显明出来的时候, 他就做他所要做的。
And He would wait until the conditions for Him to work appears, then He would start working.
所以当我们读到神这样向犹大的百姓说话的时候,
so when we read how God spoke to the people of Judah,
不单是犹大人, 当时他们要明白,
not only is the people of Judah need to understand their conditions before God,
对我们来说, 我们也同样的需要明白我们在神面前那个实际的光景。
For us, it is the same. We need to understand our true condition before God.
这是一方面我们要注意到的。
This is the one aspect we need to pay attention to.
另一方面我们也留意到的。
On the other hand, we also need to take note.
这个事情是
even though in the New Testament it should be much more clear.
我们常常都提到,
and we often mention this.
在新约里面的一个特点,
that's the characteristics in the New Testament.
乃是里面的比外面的重要,
which is what's internal is more important than what's external.
而神一切的工作是从人的里面先开始,
and all the works of the Lord would start from within man,
然后显明在外面,
and it would manifest without.
那人在神的面前的那个经历呢?
So the experiences of man before
God, 也是从里面先开始,
it also starts within,
然后在外面就有显明,
and then it would manifest without.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那许多的时候,
a lot of times,
我们不知不觉就在神的面前停留在一个愚昧的光景,
without even knowing it, that we would stay at a very foolish position before God.
我们很容易满足在一些外面我们感觉满意的事物,
and very easily we'll be satisfied with the things that is external.
但是神永远是给我们提醒,
but God always reminds us.
外面对固然是不能忽略,
even though we cannot neglect what's correct externally or without.
但是更重要的是里面对,
but more importantly is what's within should be
correct. 如果里面不对的话，
if it's not correct within,
那么外面那个对的模样并没有说明什么。
And the form that's external, that's right, it doesn't matter.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神带领他名下的人从旧约一直到新约都是在学这样的一个功课。
That God has continued to lead his people from the Old Testament time to the New Testament time to learn this lesson.
现在在圣殿重建的这件事上面。
And through this rebuilding of the temple.
神就非常明显的在犹大人的里边来光照。
That God has very clearly enlightened the people of Judah within.
你们要转向我。
You need to return to me.
我就转向你。
And I will return to you.
我一转向你们。
When I return to you.
所有外面的难处。都要过去，都要停止。
And all the external difficulties will cease.
如果我不转向你们，
if I don't return to you,
外面虽然没有难处， if, 但是你们里面的难处就把你们拖垮了，拖死了。
Even though there's no difficulties externally, but what you're experiencing internally or within would really drag you down.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，
Versus,
我那么反复的在说这一个点。
When I'm repeating this point,
原因在哪里？
What was the reason?
用什么你注意？
Let's just take note.
这是神借着撒加利亚上犹大的百姓说的头一句话。
These are the first words that God spoke through Zechariah to the people of Judah.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得头一句话，神说的头一句话。那个分量是很重的。
The first word spoken by God is very important.
我们少留意整本圣经里边，任何的一件事情，神指着那件事情所说的第一句话，
and we,
那是很严肃的。
We need to take note within the scripture, all the things that first time that God spoke to the people is very important. The first words He spoke.
正如弟兄姊妹们。以前我不是跟大家也提过吗？当神造人以后，神向亚当头一句话是什么
？And we mentioned before, after God created man, what are the first words He spoke to Adam?
翻到创世纪第一章。
Let's go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
28节。
Verse 28.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
比如说，这是神对人说的头一句话。
Moses says, "These are the first words that God spoke to man."
这头一句话就确定了人在万物里面的那个地位和他在神永远的计划里边他们所承担的那个责任。
That he has confirmed man's position among all the creature and his position in the eternal will.
为什么我们那么重视神的权柄能从我们身上出来呢？
Why do we emphasize so much that God's authority can come through us?
为什么主教导门徒的时候就说愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上呢？
Why is it the Lord taught his disciples to say that may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
因为这是我们的责任。
Because this is our responsibility.
神给人的那个责任。
That the responsibility God gave man.
我们的祖宗接过来了，又把它丢掉了。
Our forefather they received it and they forsook it.
那以后的人也不留意到神这样的一个安排。
And the people later on they would not pay attention to this arrangement.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在救恩里边把我们挽回到一个地步。
In God's salvation, He redeemed us to such a point.
就是把我们带回神起初的那个安排。
Is to return us to God's original arrangement.
那所以我们在这里你看到。
So here we can see.
神头一句话。
The first.
用着撒加利亚说给犹大的百姓听的。
The first words that He spoke through Zechariah to the people of Judah.
你们要转向我。
You need to return to me.
我就转向你们。
And I will return to you.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord Almighty.
那我们就知道主这样的一个表达是何等 的严肃。
Then we'll know how solemn is his expressions of the Lord.
然后主就继续说下去。
And then our Lord continued.
那是从反面来说同一件事。
Which is to say the same thing in the opposite direction.
你不要效法你们的列祖。
Do not be like your forefathers.
从前的先知呼叫他们说万军之耶和华如此说你们要回头离开你们的恶道恶行。
To whom the early prophets proclaimed, this is what the Lord Almighty says, turn from your evil ways and your evil practices.
但是他们却不听。
But they would not listen.
说你们不要效法你们的祖宗。
So do not be like your forefathers.
你们不要效法你们过去的那些年代的人。
And do not follow the people from the ancient times.
他们是背上我。
That they turn against me.
你们不要学他们。
Do not learn from them.
我用先知不住地提醒他们。
Through the prophets, I continue to remind them.
要他们回转。
So that they can repent.
他们根本就不要听。
But they would not listen.
他们不听。
They would not pay attention.
那没有问题。
So that's no problem.
但是你不能不注意。
But you could not but pay attention to them.
注意什么呢？
And what should you pay attention to?
底下神就说了。
It continues later on.
你们的列祖现在在哪里？
Where are your forefathers now?
那些向他们说话的先知现在在哪里？
And the prophets who spoke to them, where are they now?
都不在了。
They're no longer here.
但是有一件事情没有因为他们不在而有任何的改变。
But that's one matter. It does not change because these people already died.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第六节。
When it says, take note verse 6.
不错，你们的列祖不在了。
It's true, your forefathers no longer exist.
是你们列祖说话的先知，他们也不能永远活着在那里继续说话。
And the prophets who spoke to your forefathers, they could not live forever.
但是这些人事物的变动。
But all these changes.
没有影响到一个事实。
Did not affect this fact.
我的言语。
That my words.
律例。
My decrees.
就是吩咐我仆人众先知的。
Which I commanded my servants, the prophets.
却没有变动。
They did not change.
那这些话如何发生在你们的祖宗的身上？
How these words manifest on your forefathers.
而你们的祖宗就知道了。
And your forefathers knew.
他们就在那里见证一件事。
They were there to testify.
神怎么向我们说的话？
The words spoken by God to us.
神就照着我们所行的，坐在我们身上了。
That God gave us what we deserve.
所以我们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
So they were sent exile to Babylon.
所以我们就给亚述，如果说到以色列的话，就给亚述灭掉了。
So we were destroyed by Assyria.
所以我们更早的那个祖宗在旷野就漂流了四十年了。
So our forefathers they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹们，他们回过头来都能看到这些事情。
My sister, when they turn back, they could all see these things.
所以神非常明显地告诉他们说。
So the Lord clearly told them,
不要效法你们的列祖。
Do not be like your forefathers.
人不是你们跟随的那一个榜样。
Men cannot set examples for you to follow.
如果他们有好榜样，你可以
If they set good examples that you can consider to follow.
如果那是不是坏榜样，你根本连想都不要去想。
But if they set bad examples, then don't even think about it.
你们要注意的只有一件事情。
So one matter you need to pay attention to.
你们是不是归向我？
Whether you return to me.
你们里面有没有我的地位？
Whether you have a position for me within.
你们现在所拣选的是不是根据我的话？
What you choose is it based on my words?
弟兄姊妹们，这个是严肃的。
My sisters, this is very solemn.
所以我们看到神起初用撒加利亚来向他的百姓说话的时候。
So we can see when God used Zechariah to speak to his people.
一开头所说的都没有接触到那个现实的问题。
In the very beginning, what he spoke has not touched upon the reality.
只是接触到他们心思的问题。
But it touched upon their hearts.
神要叫他们的心思给端正过来。
That God wished to adjust and correct their hearts.
要让他们心思准确了。
So their hearts are right.
那神可以在他们中间自由地做主所要做的了。
So God can do what he wants to do among them.
那这样神就觉得满意了。
So God will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从神向犹大人说的这一个提醒。
So from the reminder that God gave the people of Judah,
我们要看得更宽广一点。
And we need to look at it more broadly.
这里只是好像看见事情的本身的怎么那个关系。
We can only see the, some relationships among some matters
here. 我们在神面前对神就在我们身上做工。
And if we are right before the Lord, then He can work among us.
如果我们在神面前不对神，就不在我们身上做工。
Then if we are wrong before the Lord, He could not do things among us.
那很清楚，字面就是给我们领会的这一个。
And it's very clearly with the words that we can understand this.
但是我们说我们要宽广的深入一点去领会神说这个话的心思。
But we say that we need to have a deeper understanding of the words of the Lord here.
就做。犹大的历史，以色列的历史。
Based on the history of Judah and the history of Israel.
神说这一个话是说到一些事情是比较严肃的。
And God spoke these words relating to some very solemn matters.
不，这不单是神能不能做工的问题。
And it's not only the matter of whether God can work.
而是人是怎么去限制神的问题。
It's also talked about how man can limit God.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
My sisters, it's a very serious matter.
刚才我们留意到。
And we took note of it earlier.
神在造人以后头一句上人说的话。
After God created man, the first word he spoke.
你们要管理这个。
You need to,
神所造的一切。
You need to manage all these
God
has created.
那这个管理是根据什么来呢？
And what is this management based on?
是根据神把他们管理的权柄委托给人。
And it's based on the authority of management given by God.
他们能管理这个乃是因为神把那个管理的权柄交托给他们。
They could manage all these things is because God has given them the authority to manage them.
他们所运用的不是他们自己有的权柄，实际上乃是神的权柄。
What they were using is not their own authority, but is in reality God's authority.
那但是如果他们发生了难处，
but if they have difficulties,
那他们还能不能把神的权柄执行出来？
Can they still execute God's authority?
说得更深一点。
To say it deeper?
他们能不能让神用着他们来显明神的工作呢？
Can they let God use them to manifest His works?
不可能。
They cannot.
那这就是给神限制的。
This is to limit God.
这就拖延神的工作。
And it delays His work.
这就叫神不能自由活在他所委托的人的呢当中了。
Then it caused God not to be able to dwell among the people He entrusted.
那在旧约的日子，这个事情是非常明显。
And it's very clear among the days in the Old Testament.
我们读过四世纪。
And after we've read the book of Judges.
在四世纪里面，我们很看见神的百姓一直不能显明神的权柄，相反的是落在人对他们的欺压的底下。
And in the book of Judges, we can see that the people cannot manifest God's authority, and, but that they were suppressed by other people.
好像把神的面子都丢光了。
It's as if they have shamed God.
弟兄姊妹们，神的面子给丢光，神倒不在意。
My sisters, God does not care whether he's shamed.
但是神很在意。
But what he emphasized,
他的工作在人中间不能自由的显明，这一点神非常在意。
What he emphasized, what he deems important is that his work cannot be freely done among his people.
那因此，当我们看见那个圣殿重建的时候，
So when we look at how the temple was being rebuilt,
神首先的在他的子民中间，他所要求的是他们里面的光景要给建造起来。
The first requirement that God had among his people is that the condition within has to be built up.
如果神的子民那个里面没有建造起来，
if among God's people they were not built up within,
那神就没有办法自由地在那里做工，
then God could not work freely.
但是怎么样能让神可以在这那里自由做工呢？
And how could God work freely?
那当然笼统的来说就是说，你让神有权柄在那里显明他所要做的。
And in generally speaking, we can say that God would need his authority to work.
但是神的权柄在人的中间显明是 依据什么一个一一些个事实呢
？But for God's authority to be manifested among His people, what is it based on？
而我们常常说呢
，And we often say this，
我们的神一直是在天上
，Our God is in heaven。
他的儿子曾经来过地上
，That His Son has come to earth。
但是后来还是回到天上
，But at the end He returned to the heaven。
那神和他的儿子在天上
，And God and His Son they are in heaven。
我们在地上
，And we are on earth。
我们这睁开眼睛没看不见神。
When we open our eyes, we could not see God.
那我们怎么去接受神的权柄
？And how could we receive God's authority?
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个很好像很玄妙的问题。
Brothers, this seems like it's a very abstract question.
那这怎么神是把权柄交给我们
？And how could God give us
His authority? 那我们要显明神的权柄。
And that we can manifest His authority.
那神的权柄怎么可以在我们上显明呢
？And how could God's authority be manifested
among us? 当然，我们感谢主，现在我们活在新约的时候，我们是比较多明白一点。
And we thank God now that we're living in the New Testament time, we can understand it more.
但在旧约的日子
，But in the days of the Old Testament,
他们没有新约的光。
They don't have the light of the New Testament.
他们也没有神儿子的生命在我们的里面做那个带领。
And they don't have the life of the Son of God as a guide.
当然也没有圣灵时刻在那里做保惠师了。
And that's no Holy Spirit to be the comforter within.
他们怎么知道活在神权柄的底上
？How could they understand how to live under God's authority?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主自己在这里也说了。
That the Lord spoke here himself.
你看你们的祖先。
Look at your forefathers.
当他们受管教的时候。
When they were disciplined.
他们就知道神的权柄在哪里。
And then they knew God's authority was there.
神的权柄在哪里？
God's authority was there.
在神的话语里。
It lies in His word.
在旧约来说，还有神的律法也在那里。
In the Old Testament time, it's also God's laws.
那在新约的时候呢？
In the New Testament time.
神的话语是在这里。
God's words are there.
神的律法就不起旧约的作用。
The law, His word, the laws is not as
function as
it doesn't function as it was in the Old Testament.
但是那个神儿子的生命在我们里面，把神那个律法的精义显在哪里？
But the life of the Son of God manifests the essence of the Spirit of the law.
那就是我们弟兄姊妹都知道的。
And this is all we know.
但是我们知道是一件事情。
But it's one thing that we know about it.
但实际来让神这个权柄在我们身上找到出口是另外一件事情。
But there's another thing for God's authority to find a way out among us.
如果要让神的权柄真能在地上显明出来。
If we were to let God's authority to manifest on earth,
让神得着一些人。
Then we have to first let God gain some people.
这些人是毫无保留的，让神自己的话语和让神自己的生命在那里约束他们，指导他们。
And these people, they will let God's words and His life to guide them without reservation.
什么时候我们行在神话语的光里
？Whenever we walk under the light of the Lord,
神在我们中间就自由。
And God would have freedom among us.
什么时候我们不完全的跟上神的心思
？Whenever we would not follow onto God's heart wholeheartedly.
那我们就要问了。
Then we need to ask.
我们没有跟上的那一个部分。
The part that we do not follow on.
是谁在那里做填补
？And who's there to fill the gap?
弟兄姊妹们，这个平常我们不会去想的。
And this is we usually would not think about.
我们只是想。
And we'll only think,
神不能在我们中间完全的显明。
That God cannot manifest Himself fully among us.
但是我们没有会再进一步想到，我们没有让神显明的那一个空洞啊，是谁来填补
？But we would not think that we could not let God work among us. That the gap, who is there to fill it?
是我们自己去填补。
It's for us to fill it.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己去填补上去了。
It's for us to fill it.
也就是说，我们把主在那一个部分挤出去了。
Which is to say, we are chasing the Lord out.
我们看这个问题严肃，就是严肃在这里。
And this is very serious here.
是我们没有让神有地位做工。
that it is us who would not let God have a position to work.
我们没有让神有地位显出他的权柄。
We do not let him have a position to manifest his authority.
那结果就是限制了神所要做的。
So as a result, we limit what he wants to do.
在当时犹大人重新建造圣殿的时候, 这种光景是普遍到整个犹大都是这个样子。
At the time of rebuilding the temple, it was very common among the people of Judah.
上至省长, 所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚。
From the governor, Zerubbabel, and Joshua, the priest, the high priest.
下到全体的百姓,
and to all the people.
他们都是存着这样的心思。
They all had this heart.
所以神没有办法。
So God...
神就沉默了十多年。
So God could not help but to remain silent for more than a decade.
但是实在到了时间,
but now the time has come.
神不能再沉默下去,
that God could not remain silent anymore.
神要重新显明他的工作,
that he would once again manifest his
work. 所以他上人说话了,
so he spoke to men.
那神一说话,
once he spoke,
就把人带回神的面光的底下来看人在神的面前的缺陷在哪里。
Then he brought people back to his countenance and see what their lackings are.
人限制神在哪里?
And what kind of limitations they put on God.
人阻挡神在哪里?
And what kind of barriers they put before God.
不是波斯的君王阻挡神。
It's not the kings of Persia.
不是河西的总督在那里阻挡神。
It's not the governor that's there to suppress God.
也不是本地的外邦人在那里阻挡神。
And it's not the Gentiles at the local places to suppress God.
真正阻挡神的。
And what's keeping God away?
是神的百姓本身。
It's God's people themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常严肃的问题。
So brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
在重建圣殿的时候，这个问题是严肃的。
When they were rebuilding the temple, this is a solemn matter.
这一个严肃的原则来到今天新约教会的建造还是一样的严肃的。
But this principle, when we come to the church in the New Testament, is also very solemn.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他没有隐藏的，不把他心里的意念向我们解开。
Because he did not hide himself and not let us see his heart.
当然有些时候他的心意上我们解开的时候我们里面感觉难受。
And sometimes when they open up his heart that we feel that we cannot take it.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他给我们知道总比他隐藏他的心思不叫我们知道有福了。
It's more blessed for him to open up his heart for us to know than for him to hide his heart.
如果他继续的隐藏的话, 我们是有祸了。
If he continue to hide himself, then we will be cursed.
我们实在需要主格外的怜悯恩待我们。
Indeed, we need God's mercy and grace upon us.
在我们看到当年神怎么兴起撒迦利亚来向着犹大的百姓里面说话。
When we see how God used Zechariah to speak to the people of Judah within.
今天求主也向我们说同样的话。
And today we ask the Lord to say the same things to us.
救我们脱离外面的一些好像叫我们满意的动作。
So as to deliver us from what's external, what causes us to be satisfied externally.
却没有让神在其中 有完全的管理的,
but that we would not let God to have the authority to reign over us within.
求主救我们脱离这样的光景。
We ask God to deliver us from this condition.
带我们进到向着神是完全敞开的。
And to lead us to a point that we're completely open toward God.
像神他也毫无保留的向我们敞开的一样。
Just as God, that he has no reservation and that he opens up himself.
这是撒迦利亚书一开头的时候，神很严肃的跟他的百姓所宣告的话。
And this is in the beginning of the book of Zechariah, how God solemnly proclaimed to his people.
我们今天读到这些话的时候，我们很深的感觉，神不单是当时向人说话。
And today when we read these words, we feel that deeply that not only did God spoke to his people before,
向人说这些话,
and these kind of words that he spoke,
今天还是 像属他的人说同样的话。
And today he continued to speak to those who belong to him the same words.
但愿主给我们能有一个听得见的耳朵，去体会主心里的意思。
May God give us ears that could hear and to listen to understand His heart.
我想我们今天晚上就先交通到这里。
And we'll end our sharing here this evening.
做一个起头。
It's a beginning here.